Do-re, me, diff, but I don't sing, motherfuckers. You're listening to the Digest, motherfuckers. Kurt G, E. Color, King Killer, Hip Hop Digest, doing what they do, 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 what they do.
To me, that's the greatest form of elevation, being able to start rocky and still come full circle and still be able to, you know, bust it up with the same people that you maybe wasn't able to see eye to eye with. Because if it ain't really about no drama, then it ain't no drama. If it ain't no bloodshed, then it ain't really no beef. It ain't really no issue. 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 Really no issue.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. And it's a very, very, very special night. You want to know why?
What's up?
It's because we have our very first sponsor. Somebody that seeked us out and was like, yo, I want to get down on your show and I want to sell my product on your show because I like the way y'all do it. Mr. Kenya Brantley, CEO of Herbbox.com. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, what's happening? It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I salute all three of y'all, man. And I appreciate the show. The show is definitely neat. It's definitely neat. I love it.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yo.
No doubt.
So your company is Herbbox, herbbox.com, H-E-R-B-B-O-X-X. Tell them what you're selling, bro.
Hey, man, I got a stylish, exquisite, handcrafted cannabis container box. You know, I feel like as African-Americans, man, we miss that tech train. You know, I know I did. But this green rush that's coming on, we can't miss it. You know, our fingerprints is all over it. You know, I went to the last Cannabis Cup and, you know, we can entertain for them. You know, they got us rapping, you know, and you see Snoop doing it, but anybody else is doing, making the laws and having a lot of things just wasn't in there. And I just told myself, you know, I want to be a part of this, you know? So, I the first thing I thought about is, yo, when we all, those who do smoke, I mean, you usually have it in the Crown Royal bag or your, you know, Jordan shoe box. You know, nah, if you spending as much money as you do, and I get into that later too, you got to have it in something, you know, nice, man. You know, and there's no need to hide it up under your couch or all, you know what I'm saying? It's legitimate. And not only that, it's becoming to a point that You got to really take, it's not a hippie movement or anything movement. I'm going to be honest, I don't mean to put my mom had a knee replacement in her. Now, my mom don't smoke, so I won't, you know, but I had got her the concentrate to put it in some lotion to help her. And believe me, it's, you know, she's not on no pills because I didn't want my mom taking no pills, you know. And so she swears by it, you know. And she can't believe it every day, you know, and they real supportive of me with it. And so it's just been moving on, man. And so I'm just trying to elevate everybody's accoutrement.
I got to tell you, as a receiver of one of those boxes, yo, it is definitely incredible quality, man. It's a piece, like we were talking before, it's a piece that you could put on your end table and nobody will be the wiser to what it is. It just looks like a nice, very nice leather.
You got one, Eagle.
Yes, yes.
Because he told me y'all didn't smoke.
No, so I don't smoke.
You
know, I don't.
So I was good with a definitely, and I still see one if you just want to have it to do it. I had no problem. But my biggest thing that's coming up, what's on the pipeline, and I've been going back and forth to Canada, is I have the patent, man. It costs a lot of money to get this patent, but once I get it, I'm gonna be the only one in the United States to have the hemp board. It's made out of hemp. I have a half an inch board that's made out of the plant in the stock, made out of the male plant, and I'll be making my boards out of that, but it won't be covered up. It won't be as nice and exquisite, but it's gonna be made out of hemp. So now I can, now when I go to the shows, that's the new thing. Everybody wants everything with hemp and whatnot. So that's why I named it Herbbox. I seen this coming. I said, this is what I need to have. But it's just really, man, you got to be surprised. You got to knock down some dough. You really got to you got to kick the son of a bitch in. You got to do like Bun Phillips say, shit. First we knocked on the motherfucker. Now we got to kick the son of a bitch in. You got to kick it in, man, and tell them that I'm here. I'm not going nowhere. You know that we, you know, and you know you got to grow it. And I've been growing for about 2 years now. And what I was telling Green that the reason being because I hate the names. If you see, they got some weed called Green Crack, AK-47. I'm not smoking nothing called Green Crack. And I'm not smoking nothing called After No Damn Machine Gun.
That don't belong in your box, sir.
That's no AK-47.
So, you know, so I want to get into the realm of really patenting the names. And shout out to another dude that's out there, grower, God Body. He got a strain called Zulu Nation. And I thought that was so fucking cool. You know what I mean? And my strain I've been working with is a cross of the Tangerine Haze and that Skunk One. So I'm taking really a indica and a sativa. All
right, bro. I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh, he's passionate about this shit. I love it.
Oh, no. Nah. Oh, no. Hey, man, yeah, listen. Oh, well, I don't mean, you know what I'm saying? The reason I'm going into it, because, you know, just going into the whole thing, because you got a lot of people who just smoking just to smoke. And that's what I'm trying to tell them. Like, yo, do it for the reasons. It's not hot boxing it, riding around in your car. First of all, don't do that. You know, and this is why I have something real nice that you can have at the crib and sit back and listen to some Grover Washington Jr., you know.
There you go.
One of my favorite. All right.
And again, when you see the product, you understand. So the website is, tell them what the website is, sir.
Hey, it's Herbox. It's HERBBOXX.com. So right. Please,
that's what's
check
up.
It out, man. And leave a comment. Let me know what you know, please, if anybody see it, you know, out there hearing it, you go to it, you know, tell me what you stashing your stuff in. If it's better than mine, you know, hell, I give you one free because I know it's not going to be. I'm Mayweather. Well, this shit.
So check it out. It's also a double special night. We can add more onto this because not only is it a birthday, but it's Kenya's birthday and it's Kurt G's birthday.
I didn't realize
we shared the same birthday, my brother.
That's what I'm saying, man. I so bad. Hey, man, that is some cool shit. And I never was one to really big up birthdays. I don't know about you, when I was young, I never did want a birthday party.
It must have been a March 4th thing then, because I ain't into my birthday like that either.
Nah, I never was. My mama used to say, I'm going to throw you a party. Nah,
nope, don't throw me nothing. I don't want nothing for my birthday.
Well, nah, in any case, I woke up this morning, I prayed, and hey, man, you know, that's it.
That's what's up. No doubt. So in any case, for the long-term Digest listeners, I done came down off the wagon for a minute to salute my man, Kurt G. You know what I mean?
We're going to throw up a shot right now for the birthdays.
Hey, yes, sir. Tequila.
Throw something right in the air real quick.
So let's salute. As you see, E-Color posted what we drinking. So salute, Kurt G. Happy birthday, my brother. I love you.
Thank you, cheers, sir. I love you too, bro.
No doubt. So, all right.
Happy birthday, can you?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get on in here. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis sales projections. It was one of the first things I seen on the blog when they chimed in, because you know they was watching.
Of course.
They was watching. They got your boy, Macklemore, between 50 and 60,000 sales plus streaming. See, that's it? Yeah, 50 to 60,000 sales plus streaming.
Wow.
They're really in the pocket because The Heist sold 78,000 first week. So it's not like they're out of pocket.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, with the new math.
You know what I mean? With the new math, the joint blew after the singles dropped.
Right.
But, you know, there you go. We'll see what happens on this album.
No doubt.
According to Kurt G.
He got everybody mad.
Well, according to Kurt G, he don't want to blow.
Nah, he don't.
It's
not
too late.
Nothing but all the shit that he's doing right now. I mean, what on this next album, he doesn't want to blow.
Oh, okay.
Because he's talking about it. White fucking privilege. He's hooking up with the legends. And he's starting to fuck himself up right now.
So, but anyway, we'll see. So, and then I got actually a quick announcement. This is the Detroit Swing. And I'm just calling that because coming to a city near you is... In 2016, this concert series is called the Kings of Court Tour. That's Detroit cats all getting together, and what you will have on the bill: Slum Village, Black Milk, Guilty Simpson, and Fat Cat.
Oh my. Damn.
Okay.
Oh my.
So they're going to do a nationwide tour. And Kurt G, just for FYI, April the 24th, they will be in the district at the Howard Theater.
Wow.
Oh my.
So if we're off, we might want
to
go.
I'm going to have to get at Big B to holler at y'all to make sure you get out there.
You know what I mean? Yeah, if I'm off, I'm in there because, you know.
That guaranteed.
I had previously.
To be impressive.
I had previously saw Black Milk in concert.
Yes, you did.
Up in B-more.
In Baltimore.
Yeah, we saw him up there, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You was with us on that Jay Dilla thing.
Yeah, we was up there.
Yeah, it was crazy, you know what I'm saying?
This nigga got a fucked up memory. He with us.
what he had saw.
Man, right. Well, I mean.
Y'all niggas missed it.
I was drinking heavily, so.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, even though this is just a concert announcement tour, you know how the user comments are always intriguing. So the first thing was like, wow, no Atlanta with all these Detroit refugees down here?
Throwing shots?
Well, I don't know if the guy was actually throwing shots. He's from Detroit. He live in Atlanta. He's like, he can't believe that they're not having a show in Atlanta.
Oh, that's what he means. No show in Atlanta.
Yeah, no show in Atlanta.
They probably, I mean, you know.
Hey, you know what?
Real hip hop is loved everywhere, but they probably didn't figure, the promoters probably didn't figure that their sound would be appreciated there.
So Atlanta's got a serious underground
hip-hop. And they do have hip-hop, real hip-hop.
I was going to say, my man who lives in Atlanta, he tell me all the time, he be like, yo, damn, B, you be beating Atlanta, kid, but it's some real 100% hip-hop cats in Atlanta. One of my favorite DJs of all time, DJ Jermon, out of Atlanta. So, you know, what can I say? You know what I mean? So
It's there.
Yeah, shout out to
Star is there. Senior Kaus just left there, so yeah. It ain't like there's not a scene there for real. So, but just thinking commercially, you know, right. that's where it is right now.
Right, no doubt. So, I want to ask our guests. He previously was like, you know, we wanted to have a discussion about our views regarding the South.
So
you got a question, sir, you want to ask?
Nah, I can understand him not going to Atlanta because hip-hop how can I say it? You got to know that particular city. Like in Detroit would do good, and I think it'll do good, and they would embrace it there. But it's gonna be hard for them to come there because it's a different type of it. Like in the South, we really got music to ride to. Like Texas, our music is for ride. It's for, you know, we bump Screw, you know, Scarface. So it's for riding. In Atlanta, it's more of a in the club or before a football game. So it's more of a celebration of shit, you know, Friday after a long week of work. It's just, you know, so it's a strip club type of atmosphere there in Atlanta. In Florida too, Craig, you know, I mean, so that bass, so it's just the regions, it's just the sound, you know, you gotta fit it in, you know, and we just not gonna let you come down here and play your little music. You got to, now that shit ain't rocking, it ain't wrong on rock.
We not just gonna let you
come down here and play your little music.
We never did do that. I mean, you used to see them New York dudes who used to try to come down here and sell dope, man. They go down, go back home trying to hold up their shoestrings with their pants with shoestrings. You're not finna do that. You know, you're not finna do it. I love Tony Touch and Kid Capri, but you're not finna play. They not gonna get played more than those DJ Screw here. That's just not gonna get done. It's just not gonna happen because it's just, you gotta, you know, it's just the car culture is big here in Texas, so we can't bump no Kid Capri and
them slabs out.
Yeah, you exactly. You roll to your slab, niggas like, man, what the hell is you got? Kid Capri. it's just a different thing, man.
So basically on this show, we just basically call that region repping.
No doubt.
You repping your particular region. So
why would you?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that's what we call it. Region.
That's a
repping.
Good thing.
Yeah. But look at that,
actually,
look
that's
like,
a very
like,
good
that's what
thing
they call
because
it
doesn't happen
Detroit
a lot
swing. You know that Detroit swing is coming. I did. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna even front. I had a little, you know, high collar when I was a little bit younger against the East Coast because I didn't like the way they would talk down on us. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't like that. And because, yo, if you look at it, them niggas ain't nothing but two generations from the South. You know what I'm saying? They people from the South. Like, if you look at Rockefeller, Jay-Z, he got two artists signed that's from the fucking South. Like we here, we not no bums. I mean, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? Why y'all, you know, we talk different, but we all folk. We all people.
That's true. And what I'll say to that, though, but this is kind of important, but what I'll say to that, as much as sometimes I believe that people from the South take offense to New York, I think that sometimes people from the South never understood what New York was about. New York was always about battling, borough to borough, street to street. So when they happen to come up on another city, that's just another battle.
Right. They was talking down, but they talked down to each other.
Right.
Also.
It's
and not
business.
Like they just did it to the
personal.
South. That's right. It's all business. They talk down to each Brooklyn niggas talk down to Bronx niggas. So it's not like it's because they go to Houston or they go to Florida or wherever, California.
Yeah,
they
but I think the music
too.
Though the music wasn't being played and wasn't being done. And I believe, and I'm just saying for us, this is before the seeing Master P, because you got to understand like the different regions and what they mean for that. Like second line is big in Louisiana. That they put that Trigger Man on, they go crazy up there.
Oh,
up
yeah.
there
that's it.
They gonna go crazy for it. So you gotta. And I don't think New York was giving us thinking out, you know, we wasn't gonna. I didn't think they didn't see this coming.
Well, it's funny you said Trigger Man because the Showboys is on Profile and they from mm-hmm. New York. So
right.
The basis of the culture, again, to a certain extent, I'm not saying, I mean, obviously everything starts in New York. And again, there's nothing wrong with region repping. But again, I still know what you're saying. You know, if you have a sound like, again, obviously bass Miami. I mean, that's Miami. I mean,
hell,
that's exactly what it is. Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? We live in an area where the local music go for D.C.
Yeah,
and house music for Baltimore, and they only 30 miles apart.
Not right. You disrespecting house music niggas.
Club.
I call it B More Club. I'm sorry. I do apologize. I know they will get offended by
Jerry
that.
Haley would be on that ass right now.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, just, you know, I don't think it has to be antagonist. I just think that people kind of need to understand each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, hip hop would do a whole lot better. Because I heard at the beginning you was talking about you know, the dude from Seattle. And, you know, up there in Seattle, they kind of love peace. And so I can understand the way he's going. If you know that culture up there in Seattle, they kind of in that little love, peace, and let's get along. And that's that man's lane. And what he's trying to do, really, if you sit back and look at it, it really is needed. Everybody is so angry at these. Listen, I used to be a teacher for 22 years when I was retired, and so I've been around young people. I know these young kids, man. These young kids, they just kids, man. We had our fun with the Humpty Hump, a nigga with a fake nose on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, running around. So we had our fun. They having their fun, and you know, we can kind of pull them to the side, because if you see Future, he grew up in the dungeon with Goody Mob. That boy is a product of the dungeon down there with Goody Mob. So of course, you know, but he just got his own little twist. He just younger, that's all. But they just younger, man. But I think more artists really should work together. I really think more artists should work together, man, to expand it and quit being so this is play. And let's, like you said, let's quit all the region. Let's just get together. I would love to see a DJ Quick produce track and hear somebody like Saigon. I mean, just to hear and see what you come up with. Why not? I mean, that's what hip hop need to go to. experiment, get some different sounds and some different, and put it and quit being all this. It don't need to be that way. I like to hear different people outside of the box. You know what I'm saying? I know where I'm from. I'm proud of where I'm from. And of course, I'm a rep it. But I would like to see more of us branch out from all walks. Because, see, if you see it now, you got dudes in France rapping. You got dudes in Canada. It's starting to be global. We can't just think right here in the States. It's getting big.
Like, well, let me ask you a question. This though, show is all over. Have the difference. So, and the first thing that popped in my mind was niggas like Kanye talking about being different. Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, in a way, speaking of Kanye, I understand what he's talking about. I really do. I don't think he's crazy at all. I understand, because, hey man, I feel like screaming sometimes too. You know how many doors I get slammed in my face when I show him the herb box? So I understand what he's talking about. I really do. Because when you that creative, you can say what you want to, but the nigga never drops a dud. I don't know. Never. He always come through.
See, let me halt the progress on this. Just because, you know, as you guys are talking, I'm hearing in my brain all the different combos from different people who used to connect with each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether if it's Ice Cube who came to the East Coast and hooked up with Public Enemy,
right,
or whether it was Scarface who hooked up with Rockefeller, and when he did The Fix, you know what I'm saying, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best albums ever made, that was largely out of New York production. It doesn't have to be New York. Raekwon hooked up and did a nice record with Outkast. So I don't know. I think you had that history of cooperation, but the cooperation is going to come through respect.
Right.
Okay. If you don't respect each other's craft, and that's where we'll get into a lot of arguments about who has the better craft. But unless you disrespect each other's craft, then so history. I think hip hop does have that history of cooperation. I think if you kind of just look below the surface. But anyway, let me go ahead and jump into some more topics and get right into the topic here. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is French Montana clarifies his recent comments on Kendrick Lamar. You got your boy Frenchie, who last week was talking about street rap and trying to position Kendrick and so people don't buy street rap. But guess what? Now, of course, you would have known a week later he had a change of heart.
It was all good just a week ago.
You know what I mean?
Twitter fingers and shit, huh?
Right. So the guy, and this is no lie, I'm going to read this verbatim from the guy who wrote the article. The 31-year-old inferior rapper explained K-Dot's popularity was part of a grand conspiracy to drive away people from street rap. Now, Frenchie reached the TMZ and said the perceived Kendrick diss was not really about dissing Kendrick, but it was about the Grammy ignoring rap subgenres. Now, the internet's lit Frenchie up. So they were like, so you mean they want to say here the Grammy goes to the best trap street album?
Fuck out of here.
I didn't understand what he was talking about anyway.
The best, you know, all subgenres. So trap guys should have a genre. Your auto-tune guys should have a genre. You know, ratchet guys.
Oh, so it ain't about
guys.
Money no more?
Well.
It ain't about not being broke no more?
Well. It's about getting Grammys now.
Now you want trophies?
Well, you know.
But the dude come from Compton. I believe that his first album, he laid out the whole. It was so. It made you feel like you was in. Like it let you see how coming up in Compton was. And I don't see what Frenchie talking about. Like, I don't know what he was talking about, man. I really don't.
Well, Frenchie is just a guy who basically, again, he's going to be sensitive to a sea change in the music.
Right, that's what it's all about.
You know, if Kendrick is a type of guy who's going to come out, I'm not saying he's Chuck D, but if he's coming out with a certain sensibility, you know, and has a certain civic duty in his music, and that becomes very popular, that means a guy like Frenchie, who number one is rhyming over tracks traditionally made in the South, biting a South style, hell, not even really going in, You know, that's a problem for him.
That's a serious problem.
That's a big problem for him.
Style, especially the Kendrick style of music.
Wait a minute, ain't that boy supposed to be smashing that actress lady?
Oh, I don't know. We don't talk about that.
That's TMZ, we don't talk bro. TMZ
over here. I was gonna say, if he is, why is he worried about that, dog? You got him. You winning.
You the only winning. Time we talk about something like that is when I say Swizzy.
You winning. Shit.
So anyway,
like, crying.
People are generally thinking that P. Diddy pulled Frenchie to the side and was telling him to keep his mouth shut.
Oh, brother.
Because, in the words of the old Hip Hop Digest, you might have to see that nigga for a job one day.
So yeah, keep your mouth shut. That's a stretch right there, B. That's a serious stretch.
But Killer, check this out. Dig this. Do you know that boy, all he got to do is raise one finger and he can have all Compton on that boy head. They will follow what Kendrick's. You think he might think he talking conscious, but believe me, you that nigga could have 200 killers.
Yeah, he could
in a minute.
He could, but again, what we're talking about is something a little bit more subtle. What we're talking about,
he need to watch. He need to watch what he's saying because he don't understand how deep Kendrick like.
No,
he probably understands. That's why he backtracking.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, ain't got nobody getting no job.
There's people who better knows than Diddy. To exactly. Pull him to the side and be like, yo, fall back.
You don't need no East
that.
Coast, West Coast.
We don't need that
but
right
can
here.
Can I also say something about his stupid-ass comment about the industry propping? The industry is not going to be propping. The last time was the Public Enemy and them. When's the last Public Enemy been around? The last individual rapper that's like that or whatever? None. Ain't no industry propping none of that up. They're going to keep propping up you street rappers. That's what they're going to keep doing.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. There's no
that was
doubt
a dumbass
that.
Statement that he made. Oh, the industry's propping. No way, bruh.
No doubt. So, all right, let's get right into the next Kendrick Lamar topic. As of recording time, Kendrick Lamar last night dropped a new 8-song EP called Untitled and Unmastered. So, me and Kerr G was scanning it, took a quick listen to it earlier today, and we gave Swerve the homework. First thing I'm going to say is what I don't like about it. I'm not a skit guy. Never been a skit guy. One of the things about De La Soul that I never liked, I'm just not a skit guy. There's skits I like, but generally I don't like it. So I don't like Kendrick's skits. Got a lot of long skits. It's unnecessary.
You know what this is, nigga. Your bitch chose me.
Right.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg has some crazy skits on his
show. Right. No doubt. I get it. So, but now what I do and what it seems to me is Kendrick is doubling down. Okay? The first user topics right under the announcement of the new EP was, I'm sure it was a young guy, but he was like, oh, God, another jazz album.
Wow.
Yeah, again, here we go. Sneak this. You know what I mean? But Kendrick has seemed to be doubling down on...
It sounded like a continuation of the last album.
It did.
Well,
it,
did you guys
tracks that
the
probably
dates?
Didn't make it.
Did you notice the dates on when those songs were made? The years?
Right. They're a little older.
Yeah. It's not like it's made yesterday, last week.
Yeah.
It's old joints.
What it was leftover tracks probably from that recording time.
Right.
You know, and he put it out. But still, to put it out and the way he puts it out, that's the same way that they're going to do it now. Beyonce, Drake, everybody's going to put it out. Just no promotion, not just bam, just drop it.
I kind of like that. I kind of like you don't have to go through the whole run and the fake interviews and just get to the with the music. But I want to ask y'all about this just real quick. When y'all heard that second album, The Pimp a Butterfly, and when he had that whole thing with Pac, when y'all heard that the first time, did you stop and just like, oh, you know, did that throw y'all off then? Because I know I was like, I hadn't heard Pop talk in a long time, and I wasn't expecting that shit. That shit just put chills up my body. I was like, oh, shit, like, I really miss you, Pop. Like, damn.
Okay.
You know?
Well, for me, I won't speak for the other two brothers. That was my album of the year anyway, so I was fond of it and thought a great deal of it. For me personally, the album, and again, like I said, this new thing, Kendrick doubling down to me on high quality content, high quality music. You know what I mean? Just not the same old your cousin on Pro, you know, on Pro Tools and Fruity Loops. He's deeper than that. He's got some regular musicians. So again, that is sensitive. That's what makes a guy like Frenchie sensitive. Okay, good means.
You tell me I gotta start paying a drummer and a motherfucking horn section to go on tour with me? Fuck this shit.
Right.
I can't
right.
just step on the stage with a motherfucker just played the DJ just played that shit and I go.
Right. So, go ahead, G. Tell him what you thought about that Kendrick Lamar joint.
The Kendrick album to me, I thought they said was a continuation of that last album to me. I was like, okay, this he got some nice joints on there. The tracks is nice. He's lyrically saying a little something. And like I said, there's too many skits on there. Too much. That one joint's like 8 minutes long.
Right.
Where he's just in there just going on and on and on. But it's a joint on there where he's actually just going in, talking about what the white man think, Indians think.
Yeah, you know, the black man think.
Yeah, that shit
that's
right
there.
That's
pretty creative.
That's very creative the way he hooked that one up. That was a hot joint right there.
Yeah, no doubt. Swerve, what's up?
Yes, sir. First of all, I noticed that you guys didn't say anything about it being unmastered, which was interesting, which you guys are such audiophiles as I am as well.
That is a lie. That is a lie. I don't know if that's completely unmastered. Just listening to the joint, it didn't sound like it was just some shit they just dropped.
That 20-minute song, 8-minute song, definitely was not mastered.
Yeah, that one, you can hear that shit.
Okay,
but a couple of the other joints,
anyway,
like, come on, son.
I thought that it was actually, the music caught me first. Then the content, and I thought, wow, this dude, as Diff, the angry intern, told me not to send in no more Kendrick Lamar records, but last week, remember I sent you all that link from something he did like back in 2010 or something, whenever he did that, I was like, wow. So what it tells me is, like right now, I mean, I'm cool with Kendrick Lamar, I understand it, but I feel like he's the fan favorite right now, as you said. Everybody just reaches out, oh, Kendrick Lamar, because he's a familiar name. But I think his work back in those days, like when those songs, when he was making those, were better to me. Those are better to me than right now.
Back when his Mad City joint came out.
Yeah, back that time frame, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that's what it made me think of. But that music also made me think of, speaking of Baltimore earlier, it reminded me of the Good Love Bar. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right,
music
right.
You could just zone out to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, again, like I said, it's funny. Now, me and Kurt G did a conclusion. Now, what if is it possible that Kendrick can become hammer-like? Because you remember back in the days, not as skill-wise, but I mean, remember back in the days, I remember a lot of people who are older than me and Hammer's popularity loving Hammer. Okay?
And you fucking up, I think. Nah, I think you fucked up my
nah,
mind.
Let me explain is that why I thought groups like, you know, who was ever out at the time, it could have been anybody, Public Enemy. Oh, y'all don't know what hip-hop is, Public Enemy. So you got Kendrick, he's making a certain type of music and a certain type of content that as a guy who's older find myself liking. The tone of the album is not 18 to 27. That's not the tone of the album. That's
the
where you're
sounds,
getting
right.
sneak this. So you have a guy like me. I'm an older guy. I'm older than the current crop of popular hip hop. That's what I mean as far as Hammer. I think they liked Hammer for the entertainment value. They didn't really care about. They didn't care about the music, or they might have liked the Rick James loop. But older people like Hammer for the entertainment that he provided. Not
I
necessarily.
Think, yeah, I understand what you're saying. You that, I kind of understand. Now,
I see what you're trying to do, but you're way off.
Around a lot of older people,
Hammer was just whack to a whole lot of people.
He was.
Yeah,
what
he was different. Hammer was different than what was going on.
Hammer had what he did was an acceptable palette to older folks. Okay, if they didn't like KRS or if they didn't like the Ghetto Boys or anybody, it didn't matter. What Hammer did was palatable for them.
Right.
And but, I'm only but, saying that can Kendrick start coming off as palatable for older people, meaning our generation, but the young guys are saying, unless it's ratchet or trap style of beats, I'm not really going to be really feeling it.
And this is why I can tell you firsthand, because Adonis breaks his neck to let me hear everything that Kendrick Lamar puts out. So
Adonis is already on record as saying that Kendrick's the best of his generation.
He's on record what?
He's already on record saying that he thought that Kendrick was the best of his generation.
Right. Okay. Adonis
I think 24. Thank you.
So there's a whole lot of Adonis's friends that also like.
Oh, Kendrick and that's Lamar wonderful. And J. Cole
and people like that.
I was just speculating.
Wait a minute, B. What you don't hear is Kendrick Lamar too much on regular radio. You don't hear a lot of J. Cole on regular radio.
That's true.
But these brothers, these young boys, even Nicole's daughter's friends love J. Cole, B. I mean, we're down here in North Carolina.
So,
they love that dude.
So,
wait a minute. Let me just get it out.
Okay.
So when you know that fact that these young boys are listening to Future, because Adonis loves Future, so he listens to that, but he also loves Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, and most of his friends like that. But what it is these young folks, they don't really have any say-so except on their own iPods and phones and shit. They don't have control of the radio. They don't have control over the fucking club music. You know what I'm saying? So you're not going to hear J. Cole too much commercially or in a big way. But you are going to hear it as well because these dudes are playing it in their car. They're playing it in their iPods, on their phones, and everywhere else. So it's not like... It's not like Hammer. I just think that's a bad analogy.
I think the name Hammer got you thrown off.
Right. That's what got you.
Yeah, the name Hammer got you.
I think his analogy was pretty spot on as far as saying why older people, not saying why younger people like him. He's saying why older people like him.
Older people like him because he's not Future or he's not 2 Chainz them niggas.
Yeah, but older people like him because of the way the production, his music, first of all. Uh-huh. Okay, it's not ratchet or it's not trap. Okay,
right.
So automatically you're gonna have somebody older than me, who may find it a little bit more easy listening because of the music. And what I'm saying is, in the fact that just on that alone, your ears won't get turned off.
Right, and how back in the day, older people liked Hammer because his music was more
appealing.
They liked
Hammer because his ass was dancing around.
Right, that too, entertainment.
That too,
entertainment. And the music was more palatable because it was Rick James, something they knew.
Right. He threw that at Rick James.
Yeah. Right, it was their
it
shit.
It
was their shit. So they was like, okay, yeah, I can get into this. That Public Enemy with that squealing shit, I can't fuck with that.
Right.
So, yeah, so again, I think the name Hammer got you fucked up and you put you off balance a little bit.
It might be this drinking too, I don't know.
It never was. He is equal Hammer. Never. Fuck no.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on record for that.
But what it could do for Kendrick though is put him in a bad spot and have young boys in a place where they don't know what to do.
Sneak this.
But they like him.
But some, because a lot of young boys that like that trap shit and ain't really fucking with Kendrick can't really say they don't really like Kendrick. Because then they'll become us. They don't want to be their parents saying they don't like that music.
Got you. Right,
you know what I'm saying? We don't want to be the haters like we are to them.
And that's why Frenchie is such an indicator. Because Frenchie and Charlamagne the God is like, oh, I like Kendrick, but I don't bump it in the whip or I don't just sneak this. Again, you know, like you said, now we're coming up a point, oh, this guy's popular.
Oh shit. And you mean to tell me you might have to start rapping?
Again,
really actually put some bars together and really have to get the music tight?
Hence the first comment. Oh God, another jazz album.
We don't Walmart's need
Walmart's always hiring.
Damn.
You don't want to rap no more.
No doubt. Speaking of Future, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, industry vet and Epic Records executive L.A. Reid called Future the most underrated artist out right now.
Mm.
L.A. Reid goes on to say,
Wiggy,
he has not had what we call a top 40 mainstream hit, but this guy has put out 3 albums in the last 5 months, and they've all gone to number 1. Reid told the Huffington Post, no one else in the world has done that.
Future is hood rich and download rich, because ain't nobody paying for that shit.
Yeah.
But everybody's got it, though.
Right.
Future
make money on the road.
Yes, he does.
Shows.
Right.
Yes,
he can charge top dollar on the road.
And the user comments was, until the Grammys come to their senses, it's just more BET awards for your boy. So what you're saying, what they saying is kind of maybe spot on. There is no hood in the United States of America's Future don't get a lot of run.
Right.
None.
Period.
No strip club in these here United States of America Future don't get a lot of run.
None.
So, you know, that being
but the case, that still don't make him fucking great.
It don't make him great.
Well, L.A. Reid is pumping him. They probably try to get him to come over to a major, okay? Sign on goodness. Some Bobby some murder shit. You know what I mean?
William Hung shit. Fuck out of here.
You know, L.A. Reid gassing him up to try to get him over at the major. You know what I mean?
But I want
to
ask, why didn't y'all think he's good? I mean, for what he doing? I mean, for what
okay,
he doing?
First of all, I can explain how I'm feeling about it. First of all, my beef with Future is not that my beef is not with his success. My beef is finite. Future is not an MC. Quit calling him that. I don't care what you call him, but you can't call him an MC, and you can't say that he has competent lyrics. He does something totally different. I don't know if you want to call him a trap crooner or a strip club slanger or just a drug guy who wants to sing about taking drugs all the time. I don't care what the fuck you call him. Do not call him an MC. That's my
but
personal beef.
But no, killer. If you MC meaning you can get on the mic and say whatever. I think he got a voice. Everybody's voice needs to be heard.
I don't have any beef with his success. He has every right, and I'm happy for the young man that he's a wealthy young guy and he's popular. But what I fight for, what we fight for here on the Hip Hop Digest,
fight for hip hop
is hip hop. Okay,
but that's what I'm saying. That's the part that I don't. I mean, who's to say what is hip hop to you? That's the thing about hip hop. Hip hop is its own. You know what I'm saying? It's a style. It's not this uniform. We starting to act like some old Republicans.
Oh, damn right.
I admit it's not a
foundation for hip hop, bro.
It's not a uniform.
Hip hop is not just a there is a foundation for hip hop. There are elements of hip hop, and rap is one of them. So if you don't embody the elements of hip hop, what it is, then you can't call it hip hop. You can call him a rapper all day, but it does not make him hip hop.
But wait a minute. How are we not going if he's rapping? Everybody can't rap the same. Everybody cannot rap the same. So if he's rapping different or what he's rapping about, it has to still be, you know what I'm saying, accepted in this thing. We can't have this with what is not hip hop. All of it is under the thing of hip hop. And we need to embrace it. All this hip hop. We can't be doing that.
No, sir. I can't do it. Because, see, the problem, I'm going to be honest with you, because the problem for me is about quality. Okay? Now, that just comes through the taste. And this young man has a lot of fans, and it doesn't matter what hill of beans if I think he has quality or not. That's not a problem for me. You know, again, let me repeat this. I think a lot of people don't hear this when I say that, and including you, my brother. I am very generally happy for that young man's success, okay? Generally happy. But what he is not is a competent MC. Whether it's him, whether it's Young Thug, I do not accept that they're, because their quality as far as MCing up to par.
They make quality trap music.
Okay, but see, that's the thing. So then we don't need to say, because before those young boys, that's the same thing they said about UGK. Like, oh, that ain't real hip hop. And like Pimp said, you know what I'm saying? Well, y'all don't like us down here. You know, we didn't use no samples. Them is real guitars. Them is real organs. We was playing real music.
But
you talk about real music, we was doing it. But they didn't really like us then. They didn't like Pimp and Bun then.
So what the South did, okay.
Did us.
Right. And you know what I'm saying? Called it, whether whoever invented the moniker Dirty South or from Houston, you know, your particular. See, that I don't get that from Future and them, only to a certain extent. I know Pastor Troy says he invented the term trap. People don't give him credit for that, but that's another topic. You know what I'm saying? My opinions and people's opinion who didn't like Future or didn't like Pimp C or Bun B, I don't know about that. There's some guys who didn't. I don't know. I don't know a lot of East Coast guys who didn't respect them. I don't know about that.
Nah, they weren't listening. They weren't listening to Ryan. I guarantee you, they don't know Ryan Dirty. They know it now, but they weren't bumping Ryan Dirty. They wasn't bumping Ryan Dirty. That was a classic. They were, and you said your best Scarface is the fit, man. You way off.
Word.
It's untouchable all day long. Hey, it's untouchable. And you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. We gotta say all of it is hip hop to the degree of what is good or bad. I can understand that. But to say, nah, y'all don't fit in, we can't everything is hip hop. And that's the way we gotta embrace all of everybody got a voice.
See, I can't do that because
I can't call it hip hop. Yeah. I can't do it.
I can't do that because, again, then, you know, this sort of acceptance, you mean, okay, so when somebody wants to bring an Iggy Azalea or a Miley Cyrus or a Madonna in, I know. And then a lot of these guys, they do this just for money anyway, and they have no concern.
Right. And that's where I come in at, because these guys don't have any love for the culture. Not any love.
But you know what? Because of the simple fact, we not, and let's see, I'm coming from the old dude that still talk to the young cat.
But I can say
we gotta have this conversation. We gotta have this conversation. We can't be the gatekeepers and say y'all out or this is in, and then it's gonna divide it. Just like we're trying to get into the Grammys at one time we was young, and they was looking at us like, oh, that ain't real music. Like they didn't think it was gonna be around. Okay, we here, we strong, we global, it's blowing up. And regardless if the young boy, and he's gonna grow, man, he a young dude. It's gonna grow, it's gonna, no telling what it's gonna go off into. It gives it some time, man. That's all I'm saying is like, it's not might be for us because we're a little bit older and it's a little bit younger crowd, but to say it's not hip hop, then why are we gonna not say it's hip hop? I don't get it. It might not be to the level that we like, but it's hip hop.
Okay, so do you like desserts, right?
Word.
When you go to a restaurant and have yourself a nice dinner, you top it off with a nice dessert, right? So you order yourself a creme brulee, cause you know what creme brulee is, and you love fucking creme brulee. But somebody bring a fucking flan to your table, you're like, what the fuck is that? You're not gonna say, oh damn, that's an interesting looking creme brulee. You're gonna say it's a fucking flan, and you're not gonna want it, right?
Man, I'm really sweet potato pie, man. I'm just saying from the side, you know what I mean?
If a nigga bring you a pumpkin pie,
if you say it's a dessert, I'm gonna say, okay, that's cool. But I'm not gonna say when it ain't because I don't like it. Okay, that's a dessert. Like, I don't like coconut, but I don't eat no German chocolate cake, but I can't say it ain't no damn dessert. I just because I don't like it, it's not one of my best. That's all I'm saying, fellas, is we can't be at the gate as these gatekeepers and try to say, no, what we got to do is have a conversation to them and say where they're coming from. We understand they're young. To us, it's not going to be for us.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't matter because I've used countless examples of other genres, and other genres have a standard, okay? In rock and roll, you have to be able to play the guitar, okay, no matter what. Okay, no matter what group you in, but you gotta be able to play.
First of all, that rock and roll, that's a bad even analogy.
Bullshit.
It was is a whole no soul off
because
of blues
because no nah, because at the end of the day,
it was stolen from blues. Yeah,
no, yeah, yeah. True. Okay, but what I'm saying is just the example of jazz rock. These people have a standard because if you can't play, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. They gonna call you out as not being able to play, okay? In hip-hop, the thing that we need to have, the most important thing that we need to have is a standard. That's not saying that Young Future or any of these other guys, Young Thug, can't do what they do. Obviously, and they're very successful, nobody's gonna stop that. And I'm cool with that. But I will not, for the sake of not hurting their feelings or trying to graft them in, lower a standard that they can't meet up to. When you have that standard, that's why you have French Montana nervous.
Right, because like you said, you was a teacher in the education system. You can't lower your standards just to pass people.
But that's the thing. But they're in the school. I'm saying get them in the school. We first can't kick them out of the damn school.
If they can't pass the test to get into school, why should they be in?
But you that's why I say but they're rappers.
You got to pull them in. You know what I'm saying? Because this has been going on for the long. Check this out. I dig this. I remember, and I was a young cat, and my cousin went off to college, and you know, we in the South, we listen to blues, and I remember she came home, she said, that's slave music, listen to blues, that's like, she had got all this old black power stuff, you know what I'm saying, I was young, and you know, she was like she was ashamed of being from the South, like, I don't want to hear no blues, and you see where blues is at now, you can have a blues concert, it's all white people. But we created this. So if we keep on doing this, what's not, here come Macklemore, he gonna backdoor Little Joe. He gonna backdoor Little Joe right up under here. He gonna bring four or five more others, and then the next thing, you turn around trying to be the gatekeeper over here, keeping in mind, and they over here, next thing, what you wanted the standards to be, that's what it's gonna be.
So but if they keep the standards,
bring
then that's
everybody
what it is.
In and bring them into hip hop and bring everybody in, and then you had a conversation. Listen, I can better teach a kid in the school than I can with his ass running around out there not doing shit. So I'd rather have them all in here and we have a conversation with the futures, with Macklemore, with Iggy Azalea. I think a conversation should have been had. It shouldn't have been had over no Twitter. Q-Tip right. could have put. He could have had that conversation with Q-Tip. I mean, with you know, saying with a T.I.
Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something. As much as I respect your opinion, okay, when you are as successful as these folks are, a young and invincible, Iggy and Future, they don't give a flying fuck what I'm talking about. What Q-Tip talking about, Afrika Bambaataa. I don't care who. They not gonna give a fuck about that. They're very successful.
We just heard. I guarantee you, because I was hurt when I was younger when they was talking down on the South. And I guarantee you, just like when Goody Mob wrote that song Fly, Fly Away, that was for East Coast. If y'all don't like how we live down here, fly away. And he from the dungeon, so he know. He know the whole thing had to go. And all I'm saying is, we just can't be that gatekeeper saying, we got to pull him in and say, hey, I will say the future. Listen, you know, Texas all hey man, that codeine is not cool. That codeine, some of the, you know, it's not good. It's not good. It was cool, and we drunk it down here. Our grandpa drunk. I mean, it's been, but that shit, it is a slippery slope on that syrup. I mean, because you can get to drinking it, and the next thing you know, you like two, three pints in. First of all, the shit is expensive. So I don't know. Need to stop that. I would say that the only thing I don't like. But other than that, saying he's not the best. Okay, yeah.
Right there. Stop right there.
Yeah.
You said it. He's not the best. Okay.
But that doesn't make him not hip hop killer. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he's not the best, but he's still hip hop. We got to still embrace all the hip hop. Everybody.
Then let's take your premise and expand on it. We got to accept all of hip hop. So that means that, okay, Future gets as much spin. Drake gets as much spin as they can. Okay, let me get Kev Brown some spin. Let me get Odyssey some spin. Let me get the guys who, you know, at least from the Hip Hop Digest perspective, are excellent at MCing and do hip hop in a traditional manner.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, hey, if we could get equal time, you know what I mean? Then maybe we could have a conversation. But that's not the way the situation currently exists. And I don't believe at no time will that situation exist. Hip-hop.
It do. I mean, you got Craig. Look,
hip hop has existed mostly in a vacuum, okay? And that's why you have movements. That's why you have huge movements. That's why you have South movements. That's why you have West Coast G-Funk movements. That's why you have Midwest movements, because hip-hop sorta is in a vacuum. Okay.
And that's why I said earlier, we need to stop that, and we need to, that's where it goes back to what I was saying earlier. It needs to be more, quit being in the vacuum and work across the board. Yes, why not have Odyssey do some, have some beats? Why not then work together and see, and let them push the envelope and see what brings out the best in each one of everybody. All I'm saying is you can't be seen. They might not be the best to you. Everybody's not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
Oh, no doubt.
But we cannot say what's not hip hop. Listen, Martin Luther King can't do nothing without the masses of the people. It takes the masses of the people. One person can't do it. One, two, three people can't stand for all the hip hop. It's going to take the masses of us to really do it. And we have to have numbers. We can't be in the vacuum. We can't do the move. So we got to pull everybody in and we got to critique and say, hey, bruh, listen, it's you got three number one albums. You done had three. You need to give us one that's going to feed us a little bit more. And that need to be put on his head. You can say, L.A., if he got three, then feed us a little bit more. That's all we're saying. Feed us a little bit more. Now, that's a little bit more palatable that the young bruh gonna say, okay, but if we come off the way we do, we gonna say, all right, but they just hating anyway, man. Fuck. Then now we back at this vacuum again, and we not moving. We not standing for nothing. We pushed over. We not heard because we it's divided. All I'm saying is we just got to come together stronger and do it. And yes, the Hip Hop Digest got a big voice. And I think what Kirk G is doing by highlighting some of these underground hip, just keep doing it. If do it even more. Instead of doing three, do six. Do goddamn 12.
Well, all that.
I feel you, my brother. I feel you. I feel like singing Kumbaya right now. I feel like singing Kumbaya.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel you right now.
If we do more, I do diligence instead of talking about what they not. We need to do what we need to do. Then Kirk G need to say, instead of three, do motherfucking six. So show us an example of what you're talking about. Because we just, all we doing is saying, oh, this nigga ain't this, he ain't this, he ain't this. But then show me what we need to show them. So that's what we do as elders. We say, hey, here is six goddamn albums y'all need to check out. It's underground. This is the hot shit. These are new, up and coming. This is, give them an example, because you're not giving them an example. If you say that's not hip hop, then what is?
Well, that's what almost 8 years we've been doing this, and I would have to argue that that is exactly what we do on the Hip Hop Digest.
That's what I'm saying. But the power of it is multiply it even harder. If he gonna come out with three strong albums, then you pick out a goddamn, you double that harder with three more that say, if these are three number ones, these are three that should be number one right under his. And do it. So you give an example.
I will say that look, on this particular show, like it or not, right or wrong, up or down, we have no cut cards. Now, if tomorrow Future puts out a joint and he's sounding like Rakim, we'll be the first motherfuckers to pat him on his back.
You're goddamn right.
You know what I mean?
We respect the hell
out
of him.
Listen to what you say. You're going to respect another man who's sounding like somebody else? I wish a motherfucker would come out with a herb box look like mine. I wish a motherfucker would come out. And you make a box that look like mine, I'm going to, like, say, I'm going to make you smell my cologne, bitch. I'm going to come to your motherfucking house. For real. Don't you copy me.
Baby powder.
Don't you do me.
Hit me with it.
You do you. Don't do me. I can't respect no other man that's going to sound like somebody else. Man, come on, man. What y'all talking about?
What I'm talking about is you know, all the years that we've been in this hip hop situation. And like I said, I seriously, I'm giving you respect for your opinion.
But
I respectfully disagree. Okay, whether they from the South or not, and I see you got a soft spot for the South. And all that being said,
only thing soft about me is when I nut after I nut. That's the only thing soft about me. Soft about the South.
My point being is that
I love from where I'm from.
That's cool, and there's nothing wrong with that. But getting this,
fellas, what are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? But I love all the hip hop. I love the East Coast. I love the West Coast. What I'm just got my love for hip hop. I don't want to push nobody out.
Okay,
I don't think nobody needs to be out.
I call myself a snob, and I am. And guess what? Guess what? I do got love for the South, but I'm a snob. okay? So when I talk about the South and I start talking about excellence, okay, yeah, I'm going to say Outkast. When I start talking about the South and I start talking about excellence, oh, you know what? I'm going to say Pretty Tony, okay, who Future probably don't even know nothing about, okay? So when I take it back, I take it back to the originators. I take it back to the people who invented the genre that these guys, you know, forget about respecting New York. Hell, Future doesn't have to respect New York because New York don't even respect themselves at this present time any fucking way. So they don't even deserve it. So real talk.
But see what you said, even at the time when Outkast came out, when Andre was coming out with the shoulder pads and the, you know what I'm saying? You know, we was like, well, that's that nigga, man. Okay, you know.
I'm just saying. And point
brothers,
blank.
Brothers, excuse me. For the sake of the show, I'm going to
just Hip-Hop Digest. It's all we going to have to Hip-Hop Digest. Keep it moving.
Both points are well taken. Both points are well taken.
Indeed. So this has been a debate session of the Hip-Hop Digest.
Yes, yes. They're going back and forth.
It's all love.
It's definitely all love. Like my brother said.
Love for it. Yeah, I mean, it really grew up, all of us. All of us grew up on it. So, yeah, we're going to have different opinions on, but it came to the same place. It grew me up like it probably did y'all. You know what I'm saying?
We can really tell that you was a teacher, though, because you have that bring them in mentality. And I respect you.
I was with the knuckleheads. You know what I'm saying? I was there with them who had ankle brace. With the ones that really, man, people just don't give a shit about. They really, seriously. I mean, if you think society and the police beating on us, man, the school districts at a certain point. Like, listen here, man. If a kid flunks, and y'all know this, they build the prisons by the test scores from the third grade.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So that ought to let you know. And automatically, I didn't want to learn about no Lewis and Clark. I didn't give a fuck about Lewis and Clark. And I was a teacher. I'd be the first one to teach it. I didn't care about none of that shit. Because when you're in school, especially, how is this going to be American classic Tom Sawyer? Little boy calling a grown man a nigga, and we got to read that book, Huckleberry Finn. I don't want to read that. I never read it because it didn't, you know, I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't like it. I didn't know why. I didn't know how to express myself at the young age. But as I got old, I said, who is that a classic for? That ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Right. That ain't a classic for me. And as far as Edgar Allan Poe, that motherfucker was just throwed off.
Right. Right. He was twisted.
If you got that at the kid, it got to be somebody that's got to pull him and teach him and talk to him, because you be surprised. Because I taught South Dallas, you know, supposed to be the rough. But man, that's some of the safest time, because them kids, that's the only time they really have some peace or get the chance to eat. How about that? I know I'm taking up time, but we used to do, you know, just put on the pot of beans for the football players. Man, the players would come, coach, can I bring my little brother? Can I bring my sister? Wow. It started out with 30 kids. The next thing, we got 100 and some kids. We said, goddamn. But hey, they wasn't eating. I just was shocked at this. I don't know, man. It just little shit like that bugged me. And I'm quite sure, you know, we all, as black men,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We do what we can. I mean, shit, but. You know, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. Yeah. It is hard. But y'all can make it easier by going to herbbox.com. ATR.
There it is.
All right.
So I don't hear any buses warming up.
No,
so.
Sir. So we got the world famous Kurt G albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Beneficence, Basement Chemistry. That's Beneficent Basement Chemistry.
Oh, how you spell that, man? Cause what the hell?
Beneficence. That's Beneficence. Beneficence. Okay. He from Jersey.
I don't know how he came up with that name. I would love to know that.
All right. And we got Beat Bruisers, Rusty Jux and Paul's One, Death by Stereo. That's Beat Bruisers. Rusty Jux and Paul's One, Death by Stereo. And the instrumental joint is Mr. Ray, Breathe Out. Mr. Ray, Breathe Out.
And I'm gonna get you. Your instrumentals be on point. I'm hitting that, Mr. Ray. Off just off what top. You say. I'm hitting it. I'm buying.
No doubt.
I ain't gonna even listen to it.
And you can get all of these instrumentals on the HipHopDigestShow.com.
And right after you get them, you can rate the Hip Hop Digest Show on whatever format you listen to.
Yeah, all these joints and all the names is listed on our site, HipHopDigestShow.com. You can just go on there and copy paste and look for it.
No doubt. So if that's it, that's all.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I listen to y'all, you know, saying every week. I even went back and was listening to the shows, and I just, you know, it's so organic. You can tell that y'all, you know, grew up together, whatever. It's so organic. And it just fit with the movement of Herbox, man. And I'm just, like I said, man, I appreciate the opportunity, man. I salute y'all. I thank you for it. And, man, I like I said, man, anything about hip-hop, and us at our age, we fathers. You know what I'm saying? We fathers right. and working men. But we passionate about this. You know what I'm saying? We love it. And, you know, so Killer, man, I respect you. I love the show, man. I love your news. And ain't gonna stop listening to it, man. And you know, shit. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Keep it on, man. Keep digesting it.
All right. I got something for you too, brother. Since it is your birthday, I'm gonna give you a birthday gift this week. You're gonna pick the old school joint in there. Give me some old school joint from the South you wanna hear.
Ooh, say, man, listen, man. Oh man, old school joints I wanna hear from the South. Oh, you know what? I gotta hear that A Ball and MJG.
Ball and G?
I want to hear that A Ball. Some with that Ball and G. I'm going to go from Memphis. I'm going to swing it down to Atlanta. I'm going to go ahead and do Black Ice. Do that Goody Mob Black Ice.
Oh, that's one of my joints right there. Yes, sir.
Then I'm going to swing it. I'm going to swing it over there to North Cadillacia. And I'm going to do Little Brother. Go ahead, Little Brother. Whatever you got off Little Brother, like Fonte, one of my top five. And then, of course, I'm going to round that bitch out in the motherfucking Texas, nigga. You know what I'm saying. Them goddamn ghetto boys, nigga. We got to play them, you know.
Right.
Shit. Anybody with them goddamn ghetto boys.
I got you.
Play that goddamn.
He done turned into Casey Kasem in this
That's
motherfucker.
That's all right. That's his birthday. Damn, that's his birthday gift. I'm going to hook him up. That's his birthday gift.
I run DMC. Was it? Is that Willie D, that Bushwick Bill, and that motherfucker's coffee? That was
your Run DMC.
That was our Run DMC. Down here, see. And then after came through the back door, Little Joe on him. See that PMC, smoke some bitch. See, hey, matter of fact, put that Diamond and Woods on. Just ride that
Diamond and Woods, nigga.
Put that Diamond and Woods on the pimp. We miss you, pimp. We miss you, baby. Love you, Pimp C, baby. We miss you.
No doubt. We appreciate you, man, and thank you for being our first sponsor.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, that's it. That's all. I guess we'll see y'all next week then, baby.
That's what's up.
Peace.
All right.
Peace.
One.
Deserve more. Herbox is here to give you more. Fortunately, the cannabis laws and stereotypes are slowly being changed. Herbox is a medical and recreational cannabis container that brings style and fashionable credibility to the cannabis community and movement. Check out our website at herbox.com, which is herbbox.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers.
hustler. Got turned out by a buster. Smoking five reefer wasn't enough, so you graduated. Now you stuff your nose with that white hoe. Niggas beginning to think powdered lips make them hip. Look at the other fiends, recognize for you slip. Cause I remember the times we were smoking bud and drinking wine. Now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you sniffing lines. And I'm able to say through all my pains and all my pressures, I kept my nose closed, working to keep my shit together. And why the fuck you need a sniffing friend to sniff shit with your ass? Cause your ass got conned in. Think again. Cause even if I'm having problems, experimenting with other drugs ain't gonna help me solve. I try fry, and what in the fuck did it do for me? A damn thing, now that fry shit is history. Some is walking around, don't even know their own name. A couple of years later, you'll be doing the same thing. I got love for the ones who had love from the jump. But Lord, help my brothers fight the funk. Superfly, you fucked up. Now your world is a plastic bag of white dust. Sucker, buster, don't come round me with that. Real niggas use crack to make their pockets fat. We don't need no more zombies walking dead amongst us. And fake brothers who corrupt the mind of our youngsters. Cocaine one way or another leads to permanent scars. A life of drug abuse or worse, a life behind bars. For some it's not an easy choice, but it ain't hard for me. Fuck that white bitch, cause I don't ever wanna be somewhere trying to make up some kind of lie to say why this motherfucking nose went on
fat piece of toilet paper stuck up in your nose pipe. Can't smell shit cause you've been snouting through the whole night. I ain't trying to say that I'm better than the next man. I understand anyone can do what they know they can, but you can't if you constantly looking for a way out. Stay out my path, I ain't trying to put the hay out. I lay out the truth of shit so that you can get deeper into the shit I'm saying. Why my tape is playing, need to listen up, excuse me. Nobody but yourself cause that cocaine ruling. Now who's in fucking charge of your decision? As long as you continue to fuck around with punk miss.
Niggas used to say, don't get high off your own supply and make that pay. Paper, cheese, fatty, chips, grip, flow, stacks, loot, green, whatever you want to call that shit. Now on the serious tip, for real, here's what I've been thinking. Our world is fucked up and it ain't just for one reason. Babies coming to this world hooked on drugs with AIDS. Hypocrites use religion just to get paid. But in my neighborhood, I seen something hella drastic. It was tragic, it left the victim in a casket. Let me take you back to sometime in the 70s, when old heads used to snout like we smoke weed. That shit was cool then, but now let's take another look. Instead of powder packs, now you need your shit cooked. That cool nigga that used to kick a fro and wear them stacks, he that nigga today starving trying to buy some crack. Now some people say that all drugs is bad drugs, and in their eyes I'm a junkie cause I smoke bud. If so, then God please forgive me for I have sinned, and forgive those who live for the funk, for the funk.
See that stuff to be when it get cold, the eyes that you can't see. That's how shit happens sometimes. Yeah. Bad guys.
Now you know and I know I done bumped every hole in the wall, y'all. Did you catch that phone call? Most of y'all didn't make me. Thought I was tall, get flipped like a deal, slip, fell on the black ice. Did you think twice? On
slice came and he went satisfied. Got bent balls, ain't shit, mutant coast to coast. Yeah, I left the boat, man, dose to dose. Too many coming close, cut, touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun, sky high. Sky high, circulate like a Sunday paper. Papers caught long time. The cheap flicks, good picks, pay hard. Watch the hard turn sideways, cut the tail. Blue rail sales to those with loose cares. Players give you life for now. Feeling good and warm, windows roll tight. 35 degrees, lip it at night. Don't forget the chapstick, lips dry quick. When the jack out, make you wanna act out. Take the slack out, some people black out.
Touch what I never touched before. Came back out. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high. Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high.
I've been in it for the past few days. Tight of the face, I know all my plays. Then can I rap, can I adapt? Not really sure yet. Who they looking over the shoulders of those bright dreams? Feeling for the taste of menthol. Miss class, stayed in the hall. Looking for a squeeze play. Better yet, a holiday. Stayed away from the pyramid for a game. Broke it down to a neighborhood slang. Cash before fame.
Sky high.
Now who done step in? The nigga the B.I.G. the secret weapon. Boy, I slicker than black ice. Throw me these flow that rice at wedding. So quick flex. We speaking about sight and that's refreshing to the earlobes. Pay for the room and still be in pimp mode like iceberg. Chrysler and Buicks. Some niggas ain't on their job, so them suckers seem to lose it. Abuse their privileges and not the whole villages. Been shot to pieces. Cause niggas are biting that same stupid shit. I mean that features. Boy, don't beat me if you ain't got no work. I'm strictly about these verses like the ones you hear at church, boy. Search, boy. Talking about your dope with hump like lurch, boy. Every time I heard you rhyming like a fucking jerk, boy. Simp, yeah.
Friends, Romans. Countryman, limbing your eardrums. It was a beautiful day off in the neighborhood. Yellows and greens and blues and browns and grays and hues that ooze beneath dilapidated wood. Ain't a thing could explain what pertains to cocaine and sustaining rain. See summer rolls around, niggas all about change. Then instead it moved them keys like Bob James. Cause old man winters arrive, the temperature dive. November just died, December's alive. Thus it ain't no typical ride. Just individuals way to bring home the bacon when bacon was all wrong. Making it our own, taking me all wrong. We've all indulged in the bulge of those. No, 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 you ain't so low. It's even lower level you can go. Take sun people, put them in a land of snow.
Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high.
Yeah. It's Sean Dawn, the little brother. Crisis on the boards with the heat. About to turn this motherfucker super circuit out. Yeah, yeah. The hottest product out, got my name on it. Everybody rap nowadays. The difference is I get paid for it. Flies got my face on it.
You know my steam.
Taking bitches with some bitches, telling paparazzi cheese. My arrogance got me walking with a mean swagger. Hooks and punchlines, I make your team stagger. Between women and weed, I only fuck with dimes. And both habits don't affect my money or my mind. I'm always on the grind, can't afford to fall behind.
Can you whack ass niggas?
Can't eclipse my shine.
You can't handle the truth.
Sean Dawn, stay winning. I'm a problem behind bars like my son Lennon. You need a 16, I'm the man for the job. Been nice since Mike got his first no job. You'd never get the best of me. If I was Alex Trebek, I would bet your whole career would be
Sayin
in jeopardy.
Get on the mic and clash like titans. Strike like lightning. And what's quite frightening is the fact that there'll never be another quite like in scratch rap. My category's insight writing, cause the sound of my voice could incite riots. And my teetering style invites fighting. Yes, that nigga got flows, and he do got hoes. Whether they outdoors or inside highest, Fonte's the man to do it. Y'all spineless, wild. My shit is timeless, like Jam and Lewis. Only because you need it. And dog, best believe that you the livest nigga walking. Only because I'm seated. Heavyweight rhyme shit, y'all about to see it. Have the crowd stretched out like a Sealy posturpedic. My nigga Crisis beat knocking, rock the speakers to law. Competition is obsolete as Fonte, nigga.
Everybody wanna see some focus. I say to everybody, be chill, cause I know this. I wrote this for a show down south in the land where your ass fast, you can blow things out. Word of mouth got me closed up, being a reoccurring theme on your kid's poster. I boast a record that the average rapper, what you know, he can't even come close to. We roast up in the opposition, itching to scratch us with them frail compositions. I'm on a mission, yo, and I dedicated my flow to critics and assholes and no soul. New swagger, now rapper, swings a dagger that's bigger than Conan's. I'm too lesbian to hold hands, wish about better days when you're in to see. I promise, man, this brought to you by Thomas, man. Don't be mad, I heard Mickey D's is now hiring. To that day I'm retiring, I'ma be on the level that's more higher than you.
The hearts is a thing of the past, and living like this, how long can we last? Some are content to the way things are, well not me. You know the road is far, take off your blindfolds and start to see clear. Time's winding down and the end is near. Me speaking fact, not fiction, pay attention. Our world is in a critical condition. Understand prejudice, it's rumor and lies. I know with this evil, how many people have died. You know what blood's been shed over he, they, she said. I don't let lies fill my head, but you say it's like that and the way it is. Well, that's my point, there's no love to give. I say why? Why do we live this way? You know the killing and fighting. Why? Why do we live this way? You know the love is gone. Why? Why do we live this way? Weak, you have to be strong. Why? Why do we live this way? A family of five trying to survive. They had 30 days till the welfare arrived. Father was gone, they know we're in sight. And to the little kids, it just won't right. You know the mother was wise to hide the cries. Taught the kids well about living in hell. Took on the problems from day to day. And then at night, to the Lord she prayed. You know I'm living in a world that doesn't even care. Too many damn problems for me to bear. Should I be strong or should I be weak? I just ride the problems, go from week to week. You know I read in the papers just the other day about the lady who was killed. And with this way, say little Miss Brown, who never did a thing, was shot and killed over wedding ring. Yeah, it really was a shame, but who's to blame? Cause it's just another story that the world's insane. It says like that and the way it is. But that's my point, there's no love to give. I say why? Why do we live this way? You know the killing and fighting. Why? Why do we live this way? You know the love is gone. Why? Why do we live this way? Weak, you have to be strong. Why? Why do we live this way? I break it down. Killing and fighting, why? But do we live this way? You know the love is gone, why? But do we live this way? Weak, you have to be strong, why? But do we live this way? Killing and fighting, why?
love is gone. Why? Why do we live this way? Weak, you have to be strong. Why?
Fucked up about it. The motherfuckers from your own city or little town or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Them be the worst ones. Niggas in here, man, can't stand to see a nigga having nothing, nigga. I be eating Free World steak and shrimp and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Choking like a motherfucker got a bone in his throat on that Smith Oak. They can't stand it, you know? But fuck them.
Coming down. Dedicated to the boys riding slab.
I bring this down to hell. No one will get good. I'm banging stupid. The diamonds up against that wood. I bring this down to hell. No one will get good. I'm banging stupid. The diamonds up against that wood.
I flip down to hell. You know I'm looking tight. Jealous niggas looking at me and my cross so shite. Wanna take my life and wanna jack, but I see all through it. Never let these bitch niggas take what's my nigga, never do it. Who say he going through a thing when y'all ain't never lied? I got a baby, but his mama act like he ain't mine. Wicked women using children to live on. Wanna hurt and try to hate, cause she know the thrill is gone. Say, man, I stopped smoking with haters back in 94. But niggas thinking that a sweet gon' get them through my dope. And niggas talk a lot of shit in a safe place. I know cause he can't look me out of eye when he in my face. Now nigga listen to my bitch and see just what I mean. Nigga I ride dirty every day but still I shine so clean. Glitter and gleam ain't all what it look like. So I keep swinging out here clanging trying to live my life.
I'm pressed down the amp, no one looking good. I'm banging stupid, the diamonds up against that wood. I'm pressed down the amp, no one looking good. I'm banging stupid, the diamonds up against that wood. I'm pressed down the amp, no one looking good. I'm banging stupid, the diamonds up against that wood. I'm pressed down the amp, no one looking good. I'm banging stupid, the diamonds up against that wood.
They see these niggas in days going, coming for me just awake. I know I'm blessed. I grab my sis and split my sister with my thumb. Some of my sweets be tight, now some of my sweets be fucked up. But all of my sweets gon' blow, so killer smoke get sucked up. I looked up today and didn't fall prey to none of that pistol play. But who is to say tomorrow they won't be blasting this away? I'm buffing spliffs of hate. Still upset about the drama here at this time of year. I'm wiping away my dead homie's mama tears. She, but naturally, them fucking laws is always after me. So I have to be in that manner on that 503. I'm living dastardly. Must be all about survival. G, these niggas passing me. Streets just keep on getting live with me. They said there has to be another way, but I ain't feeling that. They tried to steal a lack. In my wig, they won't appeal it back. But still, the fact remains it's all about the cane. Swing and bang. Peace to ESG and all the victims of the game.
Down the amp, no one looking good. I'm banging stupid, the diamonds up against that wood. Down the amp, no one looking good. I'm banging stupid, the diamonds up against that wood. Down the amp, no one looking good. I'm banging stupid, the diamonds up against that wood. Down the amp, no one looking good. I'm banging stupid, the diamonds up against that wood.
I'm trying to see some good, but everything is still the same in my neighborhood. Niggas frown when you up and smile when you down. And when you change for the better, shy fools stop coming around. I see the jealousy and hating and ways. We all our children praising paper, smoking our life away. Got to the point where I could not decipher day from night. She say she love me, but all we do not is fucking fight. My conscience fuck with me so much that I can't eat or sleep. The other side of selling dope and out there running the streets. And even though I'm gaining street fame coming from this rap game, lust for thinking and compulsive drinking is a normal thing. Some get erased and misplaced trying to win the race. Some try to hold on to their place by smoking with lace. But sick drugs and plastic drugs ain't gonna change the hood. I'm smoking skunk and popping the trunk to make me feel good.
I'm down the air, no one looking good. I'm
smoking skunk and popping the trunk to make me feel good.
I'm down the air, no one looking good. I'm banging shine, nigga, diamonds up against that wood. I'm down the air, no one looking good. I'm banging shine, nigga, diamonds up against that wood. I'm down the air, no one looking good. I'm banging shine, nigga.
Diamonds up against that wood, so is your life.